Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'd like to invite you this afternoon to join another episode with Missing Pages of History, where we will be discussing the introduction to racism, which will be given by our contributor and analyst, Emmanuel Jordan. And I'm your host, Susie Robinson, and welcome to the show. Before we begin, I'd like to just give you a brief history of things that Missing Pages of History will be accomplishing this year. And we have our MPH TV program with Comcast Cablevision, Channel 95, which starts Wednesday from 9 to 10, September the 16th. Also, our next program, Blog Talk Radio, will be August the 13th at 1 o'clock p.m. And also, you can always go to our archives to catch any of our former shows by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/missing-pages-of-history-inc. And that's just a couple of the things that Missing Pages of History will be doing this year. And I'd like to welcome our contributor, Mr. Joyner. Hello, Mr. Joyner.
How's everybody doing today? Everybody from a little bit of heat.
Yeah, we got a storm.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome you to Missing Pages of History. As a historian and an analyst and consultant in Missing Pages of History, I like to give you something that you should know, something that you ought to know. And this is basically a fact. What's going on at the moment is called Interly Hub. And what this is all about, this is called the RFID chip. And what this is going to do within the next 10 years, but just to give you a brief synopsis of what I'm talking about, that fingerprints and scans already a reality at the airport. Facial scans, they are a reality too. But RFID chips are going to be implanted under the human skin. And these chips, what they can do basically, they be able to store your personal information, make payments on your bills, bank deposits, open doors. They can also look for terrorists. So, this, like I said before, it's going to happen all in the next 10 years. And this, again, is a mark off of the beast, 666. So, you look for this. This is going to happen. RFID. And it is for our own good or not. So take a look at that. And like I say, this is gonna happen. In the next 10 years. And again, these tips can store your personal information. It's gonna be under the human skin. And they're gonna be like they can make payments for you, they can open doors for you. They can pay your bills, make deposits in the bank. All this will happen in the next 10 years. But like I say, this will be arriving soon. It could be the next 5 years, next 7 years, but within 10 years, this is going to happen. The RFID chip is going to start in 2017. You can basically look that up. But that's things that you should know, things that you ought to know. And we're going to talk about today is everybody probably seen the convention, Democratic and Republican conventions. And I'd like people to call in and see what their take was on these two conventions. One was very vanilla, and one was swirl. My opinion was that one didn't look like America, it looked more like Europe. The Republican convention looked more like a European convention. And the Democratic convention looked like total diversity. The speakers, over 40, basically minority speakers, over 40. With the Republican convention, for just two. So the inclusion was there. And you saw it. It was all vanilla. It didn't include diversity at all, basically. There's nothing diverse about this convention. It was a very hateful, a lot of bigotry, or not being before, a lot of racism, which I'm going to speak about later on in the show. Give you the definition of racism, how it all where it all began. But the big thing was that give you an opinion of exactly what you saw and what was overlaid to you during both of these conventions. I thought that Democratic convention, the most, I've never seen one like this before. I gave it an A+, and I gave the Republican convention a C-, from what I saw and what I heard, and the speech. And the speech makers, and the truth. So I looked at both of them. I looked at the Democratic convention. I'll probably follow that 90% because it was just so good. It was done very well, produced very well, and the people that have produced it, Shonda Rhimes. I look at some of the people, you know, Alicia Keys, President Obama, some of the speakers, The Reverend, the NAACP Chairman, Reverend Father, outstanding speaker. Mr. Booker, Senator from New Jersey, outstanding. They just paraded everybody from police officers' wives to police chiefs to victims of police violence, the mothers. They did some of the shootings. Or some of the people from Orlando, from Massachusetts, they just did a spectrum of speeches and speech makers and representatives of the community. And they talk about real things, things that are affecting us today in a capitalistic society. You got to first understand capitalism, then you understand what they're saying, what they're talking about. You don't understand. You got to understand racism. Then you understand what they're talking about. So again, I have people to call in and give a personal opinion of what they saw. If they didn't see it, then you basically can't speak about it per se. So you have to see with your own eyes, with your own ears, what you heard, and expound on that. Before you get to that, for the call-ins, I want people to make sure they registered to vote. Try not to do it online that much, because online voting can be rigged. And the FBI is checking out that now. And, of course, the voter's ID and all this type of stuff is getting involved, especially in North Carolina. So we have watchdogs, our watchdog organizations. Again, they're testing the security of online voting systems. The people that cap, you know, the database that caps, that cast absentee voting. So, again, states are trying to shift to online voting. And what that can do, again, making it easier to rig elections. So the Republicans will do anything they can to try to win. So keep your eyes on that. But again, go out and get registered. Make sure you get everything, all your ducks in order. This is a very important election. But this election is about two parties that are totally different. One don't want to include you. You saw what they look like. They were very vanilla when I saw them. I didn't want to look at it no more because I could not find an African-American or Hispanic-based, Asian-based. I couldn't find none of those. A Muslim-based, all the faith and religion and everything else, I couldn't find any. It looked more like a European election to me. That's what it looked like. You were totally not inclusive in there, in none of their processes. Hold
okay.
Back to you. See if anybody called it in. Give their opinion.
Okay. We have a caller at 2060. If you'd like to respond to what Mr. Joyner just spoke about.
Yeah, I was in church. When I look at those conventions, one thing that was very concerning was the fact that we got feedback. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. One of the things in terms of these conventions I found very interesting is the fact that the question of poverty never seems to be addressed in terms of the speakers, you know, at the conventions. And poverty has always plagued American society. And my question is, why isn't poverty being addressed? My second question is just, one of the things I think that when we talk about, you know, the deindustrialization of society, the corporations moving abroad, why hasn't there been some discussion in terms of the impact on the citizens when the question in terms of the feedback is horrible? I'll close with that. I'll leave that question. I can't hear it.
Did you get the last question? I'll answer all this for him. It's not a problem. Poverty is always addressed. When you talk about minimum wage less than $14 an hour, that's poverty. 66% of the people live in poverty because they're under $14 an hour. So that's always discussed. Minimum wage is always discussed. The industrialization here and moving products overseas. So capitalism, like I said, people understand capitalism. Capitalism is based on basic profit. How much you can get out of something is cheap labor. It's labor to a certain extent. We cannot afford the things here that we afford if things were not made overseas. And nobody here going to work for 35 and 45 cents an hour. It doesn't work. It doesn't work here. You can't make it off of that. Okay? That's number one. So that's why things are made overseas, whether the NAFTA program, because capitalism is based on labor, how much you pay for the labor so you can afford the pricing. Well, that takes in a lot of other things. People got to pay their taxes. Taxes create 91 million jobs. That's a lot of money, 91 million jobs. I have a book I read where your taxes go to 105 different places to have you surviving. This country survives, capitalism survives off of taxes when you have to pay for labor. See, at one time, you didn't have to pay for labor because slavery was the component that made capitalism work, which actually started capitalism with slavery because you had to pay nobody. It was basically forced labor. Well, you got to pay everybody now. So it's not going to be the same anymore. When you got to pay people, the economy, everything goes to a certain point. Well, we got to get this money from. And still, what has to happen is, who's going to get the money? Poverty creates money for the top 2% because they get grants, they get assistance, they get all these things that come with poverty. A lot of assistance. So we got to look at all the assistance programs that it happens. They're not going to let you share in the wealth. When I get to racism, the definition of racism, when it all started, you'll see what I mean then. But poverty is always addressed. Reverend Barber addressed poverty. The next president of the United States, she's for best poverty. Barack Obama, he addressed poverty. Booker addressed. A lot of poverty got addressed. Not saying the word per se, but still saying the issues around everybody got to do this together. Everybody got to. Don't want a utopia here. You don't want that. But again, you want equality. See, and that's not what happened with capitalism. Capitalism did not breed equality. That's a fight. That is a fight. From 1865 to 1965, it took 100 years to get any kind of equality in anything just about. We got a little bit free in the 70s. That's when we got basically free, in the 70s, when things got a little bit better for us. Housing got better. We could buy certain things. Unions, let's say union wages much better. A lot of people said join the union so we can get the same wage everybody else was getting. So when I started out for the union, working in 1950, you didn't get the same amount of money. You didn't get the same amount of promotion. You've done the menial tasks at the steel plants. You did the menial tasks at the auto plants. You did menial tasks, basically, making the less amount of money than anybody else. You wasn't up called upstairs. The ceiling was on top of you. It's like it is now. Cement ceiling for black people. Glass ceiling for everybody else. We have a cement ceiling. I hope I answered the caller's question. That our poverty was addressed. Poverty always addressed. Okay, Hoss, you can go back now.
Oh, you want me to respond?
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, when I asked the question, why the feedback? I don't. I can't. The feedback is bad. I can't articulate because everything I'm saying is repeated back in my ear. So I'll just conclude. That's why.
Okay. Oh, I answered your questions. That's all.
Okay, and I'd just like to give some opinions on the Democratic Convention. You know, there may be feedback because there's a storm going on in the Democratic, so I apologize for that. Hillary Clinton didn't give a policy speech. She delivered a speech that looked into the hearts of America and saw hope, greatness, and promise. Her speech was not negative. Everything from her white wardrobe to her message was the opposite of what Trump's vision of the U.S. was. The Democratic nominee wasn't Bill Clinton. She wasn't Barack Obama. The Democratic nominee was uniquely Hillary Clinton. That's just some take that I got from the Democratic Convention. If anyone would like to respond.
Yeah, I have similar reactions to her speech also. She addressed everything from college education. Everybody should be able to get a college education. That's going to be free, no student debt. I think these are just great things to happen because these are perfecting young people, the young millenniums. I thought the minimum wage, $15 an hour, would take everybody out of poverty. You got to pay people $15. But watch how they address this. Raise prices. They're millionaires already. They're billionaires and millionaires. They still going to say they got to raise prices because of raising the wage to $15 an hour. Nobody in America should make under $15 an hour. This should never be. No one in America should be in poverty. But like I say, when you got the Republicans on one side, they're going to make sure they control the economic power. The whole thing, when I explain racism, you understand exactly what they need to do, and they know this too. They know what racism is. They know exactly what it is and how to execute it. And they're doing a very good job with Donald Trump. He's not going to win. We know that. He only patrolled bases in places like Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, gonna beat it to Miami. He's not gonna beat to nobody like that in large cities where diversity is there. That's not gonna happen. He's not going there. He knows exactly who will tolerate his messages and his nepotism. He knows exactly who they are.
Okay. On that note, I'd just like to also remind our listening audience that we also have an MPH t-shirt sale, which is from July through August 31st, which you can support MPH. And also, if anyone is interested in becoming a member or a supporter of MPH, all you have to do is go to our website and get the information to us, and we're glad to contact you. And that's at www.mphinc.org. And we'd love to have you. Okay, on that note, we're going to transition. This is Joanna into giving an introduction to racism. Mr. Joanna?
Yes. Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about racism. Because I think we have to do subject matters on racism, capitalism, things that affect us. Jim Crow, New Jim Crow, segregation. These things are affecting us now, and we don't know how to propel ourselves to tackle these things. We don't know how to tackle them. We don't tackle the core of racism. Well, it's very difficult when you're 12% of the population. That's all you are. So it's going to be very difficult. That's why they changed it from integration, affirmative action, to diversity. Oh, diversity. Well, well, well. Well, let's look at the word racism. What is racism? Racism, people, is the offspring of slavery in a group-based wealth and power concept. Let me give this to you again. Racism is the offspring of slavery. It is a group-based wealth and power concept. Now, let's talk about its competitive. It is a competitive relationship between groups of people. Let me give it to you again. Competitive relationship between groups of people for the ownership and control of wealth, power, and resources. These three things, if you're going to attack racism, you got to attack these three things. Who's got control of the wealth, the power, and resources. Now, it is used by the wealthy and resource-holding groups. Resource-holding groups. Understand who they are. To enslave people, basically minorities. To enslave, to marginalize, make sure that you're marginalized. Segregate, subordinate, dominate, and exclude a weaker group. Well, that's what the Republican Party just did. They excluded a weaker group, population 12%. You got excluded. And this is racism. Now, racism is not synonymous. Be careful with this, with prejudice, bias, bigotry, and discrimination. And therefore, become one of the most misused words in the English language is racism. See, because we don't know what it means. I just told you what it means. People, you, well, he's a racist, he's this, that. He's practicing racism. and all of his formats. See, in earlier times, humans practiced basic tribalism, which is a different form of racism, different tribes, race against the other tribe, all this type of thing. This is how it all began from the beginning. See, racism never existed until the 1500s. I'm going to say it again to you. Racism never existed until the 1500s, when nine European nations initiated a literal race to colonize the resources of the newly discovered Western world using slave labor and material resources of what continent? Of Africa. See, we have to know this before we talk about racism, where it all began.
Hello?
In the 1500s.
It appears that we've lost Mr. Joyner. And on that note, I'll just give you another reminder. This is Missing Pages of History, Saturday, July the 30th. And I'd like to let you know once again about programs that we will be offering. We'll have our next program on August the 13th, 2016, at 1 o'clock. And also, we'll start a TV program, which will be held.
Hello?